Good morning. It's Thursday, July the something, 7th, 8th, 9th, July the 9th. And I record these, you know, the previous week, and I'm getting confused. We're looking at the Psalms together, and today it's Psalm 25. And I want to ask a question in light of what it says in verses 6 and 7. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. And the question that comes to mind is, does God forget? The psalm is asking God not to remember our sins, the sins of our youth or our transgressions. And does God forget? And the answer is, well, yes and no. In one sense, God never forgets anything. But in the sense of remembering our sins and bringing them against us, God seems to forget. He blots out our sins. He casts them to the depths of the sea, never to remember them no more, forever. That's our glorious hope. That's our glorious assurance. There won't be an occasion, not tomorrow, not next year, not in eternity, when God will reopen those files and bring a charge against us. When we trust in the Lord Jesus, when our faith is in him, we can be absolutely assured that no one and nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. The word that's used here, steadfast love, is that beautiful, and it's used twice in these verses, is the Hebrew word chesed. And it's a very special term, God's covenant faithfulness towards us. God's love in sending his son to die for our sins. That's what steadfast love means. And it's unbreakable, and it's forever, and it's how we may be totally assured of our standing and position today. Well, the Lord bless you.